Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. It's the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And again, it is the live Saturday show. We're in here in the studio doing a program just for those of you listening on the weekend. The other talk show, radio talk show hosts, could care less about you.
They can't be bothered.
No, they just want to spend time with their families and their books or whatever it is that they do with their free time.
They're like cruising off to the Bahamas or something, playing golf. I don't know what they're doing.
We, on the other hand, are dedicated to bringing you as much live content as we possibly can, so here we are. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features that you will find there are completely free. It is, by the way, Veterans Day today.
Yes, yes it is.
It was observed yesterday, but today technically is Veterans Day, the 11th day of the 11th month, the 11th and all. We're going to get into all that, but first, to Los Angeles and Reuters. Student leaders at a California college have touched off a furor by banning the Pledge of Allegiance at their meetings, saying they see no reason to publicly swear loyalty to God and the United States government. Is this outrageous to you? Or is it totally acceptable?
Where is this?
A California college. 1-800-259-9231, the Packet A toll free line. Your thoughts on this? The move by Orange Coast College student trustees, the latest clash over patriotism and religion in American schools, has infuriated some of their classmates, prompting one young woman to loudly recite the pledge in front of the board on Wednesday night in defiance of the rule. The political science major Christine Zoldos.
She'll teach them.
Said, America is the one thing I'm passionate about, and I can't let them take that away from me. And, by the way, I'd like to point out a important difference. They got a this article got a word wrong. They used the term patriotism. Worshipping and pledging allegiance to a flag has nothing to do with patriotism and everything to do with worshipping nationalistic symbols. So I'm on the side of the student leaders in this particular case.
Well, I think that I think that people should have the right to say the pledge or not say the pledge without repercussions.
Oh, absolutely.
But I personally like it.
You like what?
The pledge. I'm fond of it.
You like the Socialist Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't know if it does it sound socialist
yes,
to you?
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. When you actually break it down, it is a socialist indoctrination for phraseology created by a Nazi, a National Socialist.
That's
in the
true.
Late 1800s, Francis Bellamy, the man who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
My understanding was it was an effort to some extent to sell flags, too.
Whatever it was, it ended up being an effort to indoctrinate the youth of America into blind nationalism. The fact that they have the power to ban one of the most valued traditions in America is just horrible, said Zoldos, adding she would attend every board meeting to salute the flag. The move was led by three recently elected student trustees who ran for office wearing revolutionary-style berets and said they don't believe in publicly swearing an oath to the American flag and government at their school. One student trustee voted against the measure, which doesn't apply to other student groups or campus meetings. The ban follows a 2002 ruling by a federal appeals court in San Francisco that said forcing school children to recite the pledge was unconstitutional because of the phrase, under God. Well, it should be forcing school children to recite anything should be considered unconstitutional. Freedom of speech doesn't mean that you have the freedom to force other people to speak.
I would have to agree with that.
The under God part is just an additional issue with the pledge. The pledge itself is the issue to me. At least, it should be an issue for you as well, unless you are a socialist. Unless you support socialism, which apparently you do here tonight, Mark. Whenever we talk about the pledge, you always get so red in the face and you get the vespers over it. Oh my gosh, it's the Pledge of Allegiance. And you know what? I just think that you just don't want to offend people. I think that you believe that if you take a anti-pledge position, that people are going to dislike you and you're afraid of that.
No, I like it. I like the feeling I get when I take it. It makes me feel good. What's wrong with that?
The ban follows a 2002, well, so does injecting heroin. The ban follows a 2002 ruling by a federal appeals court in San Francisco that under God phrase is offensive to me, said student trustee Jason Bell, who proposed the ban. I'm an atheist and a socialist, wouldn't you know it. And you know what? Isn't this ironic? He's a socialist, but I bet he doesn't know that the pledge was written by a socialist. He says, and if you know your history, you know that under God was inserted during the McCarthy era and was directly designed to destroy my ideology. Bell said that these are silly, these kids. Bell said the ban came largely about because trustees didn't want to publicly vow loyalty to the American government before their meetings. Quote, loyalty ought to be something government earns through performance, not through reciting a pledge.
That's fine with me.
Martha Parham, a spokeswoman for the Coast Community College District, said her office had no standing on the student board and took no position on the flag ban or the flag salute ban. Quote, if their personal belief is they don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, the district certainly isn't going to dictate that they do. Well, of course not. They're college kids. They're not little elementary school students anymore who are going to follow your every whim and your every desire and recite whatever it is you demand them to. So, do you think that these kids are out of line? Am I out of line by suggesting that the Pledge of Allegiance is, in fact, socialist indoctrination? 1-800-259-9231, because it is. It's true. I mean, I understand this is iconoclastic and everything, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this can't be true. He's just trying to stir it up. He's just trying to get people to call in on the phone lines. But go ahead and do the research. Go ahead and look up the history of the Pledge of Allegiance of the United States. And then...
it's disturbing, no doubt.
Yeah.
When you see the photos of little grade school kids with their arms outstretched in front of them doing something akin to the Nazi salute to the flag. This is before the hand over the heart thing came
That's
about.
That's right. The hand over the heart thing came about because Adolf Hitler adopted the hand straight out, chest out salute.
Which was sort of a Roman thing.
Right. Well, I guess we adopted it from them, and then he adopted it from us, and so then it was changed around the 1940s or so when it was changed to the hand over the heart. So kids in America wouldn't look like Nazis saluting the flag in the morning. 1-800-259-9231, the Packet-8 toll-free line. With your thoughts on this issue, or we're going to the phones, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Dave.
I don't have any real strong feelings on that one, but I did have a Lauren Canario update for you.
Yes, Lauren Canario, the activist superstar who was arrested for sitting on a front porch reading a book in New London, Connecticut during her protest, one of her protests, in regards to the eminent domain seizings down there. She's been in jail for well over 50 days at this point for reading a book on a front porch. What's the latest?
Well, a couple more letters have gotten out from her, I think three. One of them, I guess, was addressed to me. I haven't gotten it yet, but two others have arrived. And I don't know what was in them. I thought you guys actually might have already looked it up on the net or whatnot.
We covered the original letters that she wrote to Kat Dillon. We read some of those. We read some excerpts from those on the air.
Was this in the last day or two?
No, this was last week. So you're saying these are new letters?
Yeah, these must be just hot off the presses because I just heard about them on the web forum.
So do you have any selections for us?
No, I don't know what she had to say in them. I haven't seen any of them yet. I just heard about them.
Okay, so we should be expecting that she'll be they'll be posted over at the NHFree.com forum sooner rather than later.
I think they were posted earlier today. Luckily, I didn't directly see them. I did get a chance to call the administrative assistant for the warden there, and I've called her. I guess talked to her three times now, and she does seem to be pretty helpful. I mean, I brought up all the concerns that were in Lauren's first letters where she was talking about how the fact that they, they weren't letting her have a blanket apparently, or they were taking it away from her, or she was too cold even with a blanket or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was definitely a temperature issue or at least a coldness issue for her at night trying to sleep. And I brought that up and hope that will get dealt with.
Right. Yeah, they've essentially got her in solitary confinement, as I understand it.
Freezing her out.
Maybe.
Pretty despicable.
Now, the gal at the office told me that the standard temperature is supposed to be 68 degrees in each cell, and she's supposed to have a blanket. And she seemed, what's interesting is this time that I called her, she seemed to know a heck of a lot more about Lauren. And she did the first time.
Well, that's good
her.
Because there's been more than just you. There have been people all around the country calling in on behalf of Lauren Canario and bringing more attention to her case. So it makes sense that the bureaucrats might have done a little bit more research and found out who exactly this person was that was receiving all this attention. Because for the most part, and Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate the update. For the most part, when somebody goes to jail, everybody forgets about them. Except for maybe mom and dad.
Out of sight, out of mind.
In this case, there are people all over the place paying attention to this, as we are, and we'll keep bringing you the updates. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to Packet8.com or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's Packet8.com or 1-866-TRY-VoIP.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site for your downloading convenience. So enjoy them for free. freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting February 23rd, running through the 25th. Early bird discount is available now, but only for a limited time. So get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum as we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Brian in West Virginia listening on Super Talk. Hello, Brian. Brian in West Virginia going once. Brian in West... Brian, are you there? Brian in West Virginia. Well, then, well, maybe we'll try his line a little bit later. In the meantime, we'll try Jim in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
On Tuesday, I guess, Tennessee passed a new constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, something like 80% in favor. So, I mean...
Yikes.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, I mean, I went to public education, and I don't know, I'm probably worse for wear for it, but we'll never know. But, I mean, I took social studies, and I learned my Bill of Rights, and I learned about the separation of church and state, and I just wonder why so many people, you know, think that they can just impose their religion on other people.
It's an excellent question. I mean, if you're somebody who would like to impose their religion on another, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I don't think most people would admit to it. I don't think most people would admit up front that that indeed is what they want to do. And this isn't specifically posing their religion on someone else as much as it is imposing their moral system and their value set on somebody else.
Either way, I mean, you think enough people go through social studies nowadays to just understand that at some point you just can't do that kind of thing.
Well, apparently they can, and they are, and they're going to get away with it. And I think it's pretty outrageous. I mean, well, of course, the true answer is to get the government out of marriage entirely. And if indeed government and religion should be separate, then people who are of a religious nature should be absolutely outraged that government has gotten its mitts into marriage. And it has been there. It's been that way since approximately Civil War times, when the government got involved in marriage to keep black and white folk from marrying one another. That was the reason why government marriage licenses were created in the first place.
Right. I mean, somebody made the argument to me earlier today that you can't compare, like, banning gay marriage to issues like slavery or, like, universal suffrage, because it's homosexuality is a condition they choose, which, I mean, I don't agree with, but that's not even the point of the argument, because you can compare it, because any way you look at it, it's denying people their right to liberty, which is just abhorrent, and it's against everything this country stands for.
Well, if we had one of the anti-gay marriage people on the line with us right now, they'd probably say something like, well, you have a right to be together, but a marriage is between a man and a woman, and we're just protecting that. I'm not saying that you can't get together with another man if you want, but a marriage is between a man and a woman. And they feel like government needs to be around to enforce their ideal vision of what marriage is.
Yeah, I mean, marriage as a religious institution can certainly be between a man and a woman. It depends on what your religion believes. But marriage is also, as a separate institution, a social contract. And nobody has any business imposing their will on whether people want to, like, share their property rights.
I was going to agree with you that I was going to disagree that marriage was religious and that it was to some extent social contract. But there you go, you've said it for me.
Very good, Jim. Did you have any other thoughts on this?
Nah, I just wanted to express my moral outrage.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231.
You know, here's what converted me on it, because I was anti-gay marriage at one point.
Okay.
You went
gay.
No. I just. You know, the Bill of Rights, when it, you know, Thomas Jefferson wrote down life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Except for the gays.
Right. I mean, I could just not see that this would be a pursuit of happiness. Seems to me that that's what that's about. It's their life. They can do what they want. I shouldn't be using the guns of government to tell them that they can't. I shouldn't be excluding them from whatever rights that married couples have. I'm not exactly sure what those are. Conversely, I also don't think that an employer should be required to give, necessarily the same benefits to a gay couple.
Certainly not. I don't think employers should be required to give benefits to anybody. I mean, if you want to go and
I don't think they should be required to be equal either. I mean, you know, they could not give benefits, but I think that they should be able to give benefits to a married, a heterosexual couple,
sure,
as well as a married homosexual couple.
Sure, employers.
Whatever.
employers should be able to decide on a variety of things. They should be able to decide whether or not to hire somebody based on if they like, you know, their sexual orientation. If you're gay, or for instance, if you're a gay business owner and you only want to hire gay people, then you should be free to do that. Or if you're a racist and you only want to hire white people, you should be able to do that too, and let the marketplace decide as to whether or not you're making the right choices. I mean, it's so simple. Why do we have to force everybody into this one-size-fits-all paradigm that the government demands of us?
That fits under the pursuit of happiness thing for me, too. If it would make an employer unhappy to give equal benefits to their gay married employees as it would their straight married employees, I don't think they should be forced to do so.
You know, as many times as we've talked about marriage and getting the government out of marriage on the air here on Free Talk Live, we've certainly talked to a variety of people, and we've talked to people that don't believe that gay people should be able to get married, and we've talked to people on the other side of it, but it does seem to be that whenever we bring up the point that, hey, what's government doing in this in the first place? That seems to resonate pretty well with at least the callers that have talked to us on Free Talk Live. But yet, when my former girlfriend and I were talking about possibly having a non-governmental marriage, all we got were just stunned looks from people. People didn't understand. People could not comprehend this. And so I wonder why it is that we get one response on the air, and I got another completely different response from people in real life.
Well, I think that people kind of look at it like this. It would be fine and dandy if marriage wasn't sanctioned by the government, but if you're going to get married, you should make the biggest commitment possible, because it is the big commitment. So
I see what
you should get married.
So for some reason it's bigger. It's a bigger commitment because the state's involved.
Well, if Ford Motor Company had a marriage out there at the same time, you know, and somehow that became popularized, mm-hmm. and so you could get a government marriage and a Ford marriage. I think that everybody would say, well, you got to do both because you're getting married.
Really?
Yeah, I think that it's just, you should take the big commitment. You're getting married, you need to jump in both feet.
I think that's what people think. If that's true, and if you're somebody that thinks that way, perhaps you could explain to me why it is that government makes a marriage more legitimate. Why is it that having a violent third party demanding rules and regulations and that you follow their silly one-size-fits-all laws, why is it that that means that you're somehow more committed to the other person? 1-800-259-9231, and would still love to hear somebody explain to me why it is that they bother saying the Socialist Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, we touched on that earlier in the show, a group of California students banning the Socialist Pledge of Allegiance. Of course, the irony is the kids were socialists in the first place, so I don't think they even understood what they were doing. But nonetheless, the facts are the facts, and the pledge is a socialist mantra. 800-259.
Well, they're socialists that want to pledge to a different form of government.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind on the way. We're going to talk about Veterans Day and more. It is Free Talk Live.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Tis the Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. You bring up what you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies from all around the world have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. We're going to talk about Veterans Day coming up here tonight still, but I want to go across the world to Australia in a moment. First, we're going to Bob in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, your comment in regards to the government's involvement with recognition of marriage is, I'm an accountant, and the first thing that came to my mind are the tax ramifications, and I'm pretty confident that that's what a marriage license is all about.
Well, these days, it probably is what it's all about, getting the $100 or $75 or whatever it is the marriage license fee is. But back in the original days, when marriage license came about, it was absolutely about racism and keeping blacks away from whites.
That's probably true.
Indeed. So do you believe that the government marriage certificate actually adds any legitimacy to a marriage, or it's just to enrich the government coffers?
Oh, I think it's for tax purposes only at this point in time.
Well, what tax purposes does the government benefit from marriage? I mean, I understand that there's a
$100 fee.
No.
I'm talking about federal and state taxes as far as how you file and your tax filing status. And, when you think about a family unit with children in particular, you know, there are definitely tax ramifications for, just being able to afford a family, and that's one of the few things that the government does recognize and give certain tax breaks to. But when it comes to the marriage certificate itself, I think that would just be between filing single or filing married.
I see. So if we didn't have all these pesky taxes to deal with, then it might be a little bit easier to get rid of government marriage certificates?
Probably so.
So we just need to end the income tax, and then we can get rid of marriage certificates.
I wish we could do that. I do.
Why can't we do that?
Well, I guess we could, but I think we'd be in a sad state of affairs with no funding for the government.
I don't know. That doesn't seem too sad to me. It seems like it'd be a wonderful day for the rest of America, because then all of us productive people that actually do creative things with our money, create products and services for the economy, would actually have more money in our pockets in order to create more wealth with. Seems like that would be one of the first days on a bright, bright future for the rest of America.
Well, that's a very good point, in particular when you think of the productive taxpayers funding, the welfare rolls. That does give a lot of credence to your idea.
Yeah, not just the welfare, though, but every dollar that goes to government is unproductive for the most part. I mean, it goes to a bunch of unproductive bureaucrats that sit around in office and push pencils all day while they eat donuts.
Well, it pays their paychecks for them to do, busy work, essentially.
Well, that's true. I agree with that. But when you think of our road systems and our military, and you'd be hard pressed to have people volunteering to pay for those type of things.
I understand where you're coming from, but for one, the military in its current form is unconstitutional. The Constitution states pretty clearly that the Army should only be in existence for 2 years, and our Army's been in existence for a lot longer than that. Secondly, when it comes to roads, I think that could probably be handled, personally, I believe that could be handled through a gasoline tax. We already have gas tax, but it all goes into the general fund. Hmm. I think that specifically a gas tax aimed at road building, would make sense for people that don't have cars. Why should they be paying for roads?
I agree.
That's not very fair. So, I mean, that way you wouldn't be taxing someone's income, asking them all these invasive questions the government has no reason to know about, and forcing them to fill out paperwork, just reams of paper. My tax return, it must have been 30 pages long last year, and I was forced to fill it out. If I didn't fill it out, they would have put me in jail.
Yeah.
Now, that's slavery, any way you cut it. When you force somebody to do something and you don't pay them to do it, even if you do pay them to do
that's
it.
That's an indentured servant.
It's slavery.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, gas tax, I would just pay at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, did you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it.
Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Don't you love it how whenever the suggestion comes up that we should get rid of taxes, well, what about the roads? I mean, it's almost like clockwork, isn't it, Mark?
Well, the roads are a valuable thing, and people want to have them. And it's one of the services the government provides that people really like.
Well, the presumption is that government must be the provider of roads. And if indeed that is what we're going to presume, then your solution is far preferable to having any other form of tax to provide for roads. However, I think we need to examine the presumption that government should indeed be providing roads, when in fact I think it's absolutely the case that the market that can handle all sorts of amazing tasks. I mean, look at the supermarket, look at the grocery store you go to with the thousands and thousands, if not 100,000 products on the shelves, all of these different manufacturers, different companies, all coming together in this one place to provide an easy access for individuals to pull whatever product they need off a shelf, throw it in the cart, and take it home. I mean, this is an incredible market function that is provided as an afterthought. No, nobody thinks about how amazing a supermarket is, but yet for some reason we believe that the roads must be provided for by the state.
Well, I think a supermarket is not as good of an example as a mall. A supermarket's owned by one business. A mall, on the other hand, is a bunch of businesses coming together. You know, usually they're renting space in a larger business, but essentially a bunch of businesses coming together, providing a covered walkway for people to go between their stores. I'm not saying that this is what I want to have happen necessarily. Mm-hmm. I would like to see free market solutions to everything, but I would prefer to see a gas tax in the interim. But look, can you believe it? These stores provided covered walkways between them, and there's no selling space in that covered walkway.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they're all pitching in money for this. But they do.
I see. That's an excellent example.
And why wouldn't they provide paved surfaces for you to drive a motor vehicle to those covered walkways?
They do want your business, don't they?
I mean, they provide the parking lot. There's no revenue coming in off the parking lot.
And that's just one suggestion. What I love to do is look at these long-held beliefs by people, this long-held belief that the government must provide the roads, when, in fact, if you look at the government's performance with the roads, you have to come to the conclusion, why are we doing this again? I mean, the road construction projects are atrocious anywhere you go in this country. They take forever, they're really expensive, and they're really annoying. They love working right in the middle of the day, and in some cases they figured out that it's good to work in the overnight. But, I mean, if we would just turn this over to market functions, you'd have road construction going on at 3 in the morning.
It'd be faster, it'd be cheaper, and they'd last longer.
Right.
There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Few things are more sad than driving through an area where there's road construction going on that has been going on and on and on, and watching and looking over to the side at the strip malls and those sort, and the businesses on the side of the road,
suffering,
who are being punished because they just so happen to be located on the road where the government has determined that it needs to do some upgrades.
I know a lady. I used to sell advertising, in a town in Florida, and I would, talk to business owners on a daily basis. I sold local advertising.
Sure.
I talked to a woman who rented a spot on a road just before they started construction. She didn't know.
No.
Maybe she didn't do her research.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, whatever. Maybe she could have found this out. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, who thinks of these things? I mean,
but, you know, the road was there and it was paved and everything was great.
Right.
Well, then they started construction, and for her whole first year, they were constructing. Well, you know as well as I do,
that
the
first
year
critical.
Is crucial.
Yep.
She was expecting a certain amount of cash flow. She ended up closing her doors, and her business was gone.
And no apologies from the government.
Nope.
Now, they're not going to make good on it. And you certainly couldn't expect the taxpayers to come in there and keep this woman's business alive. Whereas if it was a privately funded road, funded by the business owners on that road, for instance, then those people would be lickety-split working as fast as they possibly could to get that job done. And that's just one suggestion as how roads could be provided by the market. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Packet 8 for all your voice over IP needs. Packet 8. Is it .com or .net? Will either one work?
I believe that Packet8.com is what I've always used.
Okay, very good. So Packet8.com. All right, so it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, then you should vote at vote.freetalklive.com. We're as of yesterday, we were ranked at number 2, the number 2 podcast in the world, which, that's pretty good.
It's contentious.
But it's a very, very difficult fight. There are some seriously popular podcasts we're contending against, and we need your assistance. Vote.freetalklive.com if you've yet to do it. It's just a once-a-month sort of thing. Great way to register your appreciation for the show. Maybe the fact that you appreciate that we give you everything on our website for free. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com today. Cast your vote for
Please.
Free Talk Live. It helps bring more people to the show, and therefore more new people to the message of freedom and liberty. And by the way, I just wanted to add in a couple of extra suggestions to those of you that have maybe recoiled in fear in the last segment when I suggested that we don't need the government to provide roads. I mean, this is one of the long-held beliefs of people that, well, because government always has done it in my lifetime, it must mean that government should do or needs to do this, when in fact that's not the case. We already suggested that business owners would have a vested interest in providing a way for consumers to come to their business, therefore perhaps paying for the road. I think there's also some other ways that we might want to consider, just off the top of our heads here, as far as what some ways the market can handle road providing. Maybe a road could be owned partially by all of the people on it, to where there's sort of a coalition of people behind the road making decisions, or one person could sell their share of the road to the person next door to them if they didn't want to deal with it or make any decisions on in regards to the road.
Well, I've seen circumstances where private roads can be a real problem, especially what you're talking about. Either you have a situation where, let's say, four people live on the road and it's a private road. All four people have to agree on something to be done as far as the road goes, because how are you going to get somebody to pay for their portion if they don't vote for it? Secondly, the people own the portion that's right by their house, where three people keep the road up nicely, and the third person essentially has a big pothole as part of their road.
Well, they're going to damage their shocks in their car driving to and from their house.
Yeah, but what if you live at the end of the street and they live at the top front of the street?
Well, you should have gotten into a contract with those people beforehand, determining who's to pay what for the road.
How are you going to do that when you're buying
a house?
Well,
that would be part of the road deal on the house.
All of these things can be ironed out with contracts and agreements in advance.
Yeah, but they can be difficult.
Or a road can be owned by a private owner. For instance, maybe the Ford company would purchase an entire road and support the road by putting billboards up for Ford cars on that road, or Michelin tire, or something like that. Or the gas stations themselves might actually pay for the roads. Who knows what would happen if we were to just leave it to the market to decide.
Well, I can tell you that for certain that roads would be cheaper if businesses were involved in handling them. And
roads are cheaper even if the government opens them up to bid.
If you owned a road, you wouldn't have to be restricted on how many billboards would be along it. You could just have billboards one end to the other, and you could,
You could, but that might also turn some people off, people that might want to see a little scenery, and they might want to see some trees or whatever. And
have you been on an interstate recently? Is all they are is trees planted along the side.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, if it was all billboards, some people might get offended and take an alternate route. That's all. The market would decide all these things. Let's go to the phones to the fun. You take control of the airwaves. Ray in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello,
Ray.
This isn't Ray.
Well, who is this?
This is Mike in upstate New York.
Hi, Mike in New York. What's on your mind?
Well, I was actually calling concerning your inquiry a little earlier about the marriage certificates and the licenses and all that sort of stuff. And I just heard you mention contracts and agreements, and really that is the whole key to the state-issued license deal. In order to really inform everybody about this, it really goes back to when we, for example, say I was getting married with someone, it goes back to as far back as when we were born. Now, when an individual is born in our current society, the first thing that happens is that a birth certificate gets sent to the Department of Commerce. And the Department of Commerce issues what is called a certificate of birth.
Okay.
Now, I know they sound like they're the same thing, but they're totally different. They have totally different legal meanings and all that. Now, the certificate of birth is basically a certificate stating that a entity was created in this name being the name of
the child.
Except in all caps. we're getting into legalese here, but
yeah,
we're also getting into the issue of sovereignty. But the point is, the certificate of birth that we all receive is stating that this entity was created, this fiction of law known as a person, was created in this name. Now, most people don't know this. I mean, everybody, they think, oh, yeah, this is my birth certificate and all that. It's not. It really isn't. What it is you've probably seen the movie The Matrix, right?
Mm-hmm, sure, sure. And actually, I'm familiar with what it is that you're bringing up here, this suggestion that there's this legal entity created, it's all in caps, that's why the government always refers to you in its official documents, all in capital letters, which is indeed a very curious thing, as though they don't have lowercase functions on their keyboards these days. And my question for you is, what's the relevance of this?
Well, you see, the thing is, with the state-issued marriage certificate, the person is what is known as a corporation. It is an incorporation of the state. In order for those two entities, those persons, to be bonded, the state has to merger the corporations.
Okay.
And that's what it is. It's basically a certificate of a merging of two corporate entities into one.
Got it.
And that's how they do the whole taxation and all that sort of stuff.
So they say they own you.
Yeah, basically, they're claiming they own you, but what I would say
that to some extent that's true, because if a Federal Reserve note is a statement of debt, and the federal government spends money that it has not yet collected, then what it's doing is spending and you work in order to make Federal Reserve notes, then what in fact it's doing is spending your labor. So
precisely,
it's using you as a slave. I can see the point there, but I don't know.
It's a very difficult. I mean, what you're explaining, we understand because we've talked about this before in the past. But the relevance of this to the average American, what's the point of it all, Mike?
See, the problem is the average American is completely oblivious to the whole thing. They really are. Everybody has a double, so to speak. It's a corporate double.
Yeah, but how about this? I mean, if you come into a courtroom and you're being charged with not paying taxes, for instance, and you say, well, I don't have to pay taxes. That's just my corporate entity that has to pay taxes. That judge is going to laugh you into a cage.
Well, in some kangaroo courts, yes. The lower courts typically do tend to do that. In the upper courts, they know a little more what they're talking about.
Has there ever been an example of anybody effectively using this argument in any sort of a courtroom situation? Because we've heard claim after claim, but we've never actually seen anything concrete on this, Mike.
Actually, yes. I spent quite a bit of time with some individuals in Wisconsin, and they have a very good track record in the courts.
Do they have a website or any sort of public information? Because the other thing that you'll find when people start bringing up this these claims is that they'll always trail it with, well, yeah, I know this guy who knows a guy, and you can contact him, and for $900, he'll explain to you how you can get out of the system. I mean, there's always some sort of a payday for somebody here, and that's what makes me very wary about claims like this.
Yes, there are a lot of folks out there that unfortunately do charge for the information, which is basically, it's information. You really can't charge for information, but they do. I know and understand what you're talking about. Brett Emery is a good example. He's a good guy, but he does charge quite a large fee, and that's because his services are in high demand.
Well, it's just a load of crap, because if these people actually cared about freeing the American populace, they would be getting this information out there, presuming it's legitimate, and I'm not so sure at this point, but they would be getting this information out there on a free basis, and then they would be accepting contributions and donations, because if it is indeed so valuable, people will free themselves from the system, destroy their corporate entity, and then they'll say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for giving me this information. Here's $500. But here's what I'd like you to do, Mike. If you have any sort of information that is on the free side, post it on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com, if you would, please, because I know a lot of our listeners are very, very interested in this. And thank you for the time tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So what are you talking about, Mark? Very interesting in theory.
He's going to free America. He's going to post that stuff on the BBS.
We'll see about that.
And then everybody's going to know.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Well, you know.
They say they will. They say they will, and they never do. And so it's just a fascinating theory that he's talking about, but as to whether or not it has relevance, I don't think it does. You try getting in front of a judge and try arguing that you're not really who you say they are, they say you are, and that you're really a fictional entity. We'll come back with more. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you